主给我们这个周末一同聚在他的跟前。
Thank you, Lord, that we had this weekend to be gathered before Him.
我们仿佛来到宝座的跟前。
We constantly come before the throne.
来到主耶稣基督的脚前。
Before the feet of Jesus.
你像刚才我们所唱的诗歌，我们进入幔内。
Just as the hymn we sang earlier said, within the veil.
我们不仅瞻仰主自己的荣美。
We touch upon the glory of the Lord.
而且我们敞开我们自己的心和灵，愿让父神向我们交通他自己的心意。
And we open our heart to Him so that the Father can share His will with us.
我们这一次呢，一同略略的思想一点以弗所书中间的内容。
This time we are considering a few portions of Ephesians.
这一卷书实在太丰富了。
And this book is so abundant.
我们昨天前天呢，都只能重点式的，也不是很详细的，我只是交通一点我的领会和感觉。
In the last 2 days, I could only share a little bit, not even in detail, of the main points that I have gained from Ephesians.
我们还是先请大家来读一点的圣经。
But let's start by reading a portion of Scripture.
我们先请读以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1,
第八节第九节
verse 8 and 9.
我们或许读到第十节
all the way to verse 10.
我们一起来，这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意。叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。我们再读第十七节和第十八节。
And then let's read verse 17 and 18.
我们十八节呢，就读到前一半就好了。
And just the first half of verse 18.
我们一起读一下。求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。我们刚才本来想只读到这个照明我们心中的眼睛，没有关系。
We were going to read up to the heart, eyes of your heart may be enlightened.
我们在读以弗所书第三章。
And then Ephesians chapter 3.
我们先读十四节到十九节。
Verse 14 and through 19.
我们一起来。因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。好，我们再读第二十节和二十一节。
Then verse 20 and 21.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。这是保罗的心愿和祷告。
This is Paul's desire and prayer.
我盼望这一次我们聚会结束以后，
I hope that when our gathering ends today,
主也把这样的心愿和祷告赐给我们。
The Lord also gives us this heart and this prayer.
我们向父神说，但愿你在教会中。
We say to the Father that may He in the church.
这个教会不仅仅是 宇宙性看不见的教会。
And it refers not only to the universal invisible church.
我们向主说，但愿你在我们这个小小的聚集中，
but that in our small gathering,
并且在基督耶稣里，你能得着荣耀。
And in Christ, we can receive glory. He can receive glory.
直到我们面见你的面。
Until the day we see His face.
但愿我们都得着这个福分。
May we receive this blessing.
成为不仅是个人，更是全体弟兄姊妹教会。成为彰显神荣耀的器皿。
That not only individually, but also corporately as a whole church to express the Lord's glory.
我们昨天下午已经讲到，这个荣耀不是你我天然人的荣耀。
Yesterday we mentioned that this is not your natural personal glory.
也不是这个世界给我们的荣耀。
It's also not the glory that the world gives you.
那个荣耀乃是神握住我们在我们身上。在基督里做了一个新造的工作。
But the Lord has done a work of a new creation within us.
那个生命从我们团体的生活中活出来。
And that life is lived out in our corporate life.
或者更准确的讲，借着基督的身体活出来。
Or more accurately, through the body of Christ.
那是极其的荣耀。
That is such glory.
就好像使徒时代，在使徒行传里面记载的教会历史。
Just like what was recorded in Acts of the church.
那一般蒙恩得救的人在世界上来讲都是微不足道的。
Those believers in the world's eyes were not very prominent.
可能是软弱的，是卑贱的。
Perhaps they were weak.
但是呢，他们却活出何等样的荣耀。
But they lived out such glory.
他们不仅自己被改变了。
They were changed individually.
并且他们改变了世界。不是他们改变了，是神的荣耀借着他们改变了世界的历史。
But even more, through them, the glory of God changed the entire world.
影响了世界的整个的前途。
And it influenced the entire future of the world.
我们今天都是因着他们曾经把荣耀归给神，我们而得着的益处和祝福。
And now we have been blessed and we have received goodness because they gave the glory to God.
所以巴不得这一次虽然聚会会过去。
So even though the gatherings would go past away.
人的言语也非常的有限。
And even though human words are very limited.
圣灵在我们心中呢一直做荣耀的工作。
May the Holy Spirit continue to do the work of glorification.
超过我们所求所想的做工。
Abundantly beyond all that we ask or think.
把神的旨意成全在我们的中间。
To establish God's will among us.
这是这一次我来，我心中的一点点的负担。
This is the burden that I have when I have come here today.
这一次我来和大家交通的跟以往都不太一样。
This time what I share is a little different from what I shared in years past.
我不是照本宣科的来讲道。
I wasn't following a textbook.
我没有注意这个是不是很有层次很清楚。
I didn't check if it was very orderly.
像昨天下午和弟兄姊妹讲的，我盼望我能和大家有心对心的一个对话。
As I said yesterday, I hope that I can have a heart-to-heart talk with everyone.
主在我身上，在我过去服事的年日中，怎样施恩怜悯我。
Of how the Lord had mercy and grace upon me in my years past in service.
我把所得着的借着以弗所书和大家分享一点。
Through Ephesians, I want to share a little bit of what I have gained.
这是上好的福分。
This is a very high blessing.
我巴不得每一位弟兄姊妹我们都得着这个上好的福分。
And I hope that we can all receive this best blessing.
那么这个福分是借着我们明白神旨意的奥秘而临到我们。
And we receive this blessing when we understand the mystery of God's will.
所以保罗讲到神的救赎中间一件事情的时候，
When Paul speaks about God's salvation,
他说神借着他的爱子耶稣基督为我们成全了救赎。
He accomplished salvation through his beloved son, the Lord Jesus.
借着他的血把我们从罪中赎回来。
And with his blood he redeemed us.
让我们归回给神做神的儿女。
So that we can be returned to God to be his children.
好叫有一天我们能够成为神荣耀的产业。
And one day we can be the Lord's glorious inheritance.
但是我们要成为神荣耀的产业，我们先必须得着基督做我们的产业。
But in order for us to be God's inheritance, we must first receive Christ as our inheritance.
在肉身中我们就多多的认识基督， And
then we can know Christ and enjoy Christ more.
我们认识基督有多少, 我们才能服侍基督有多少。
And the more we know Christ, the more we are able to serve out Christ.
我们享受基督有多少, 我们才能活出基督有多少。
The more we enjoy of Christ, the more we can live out Christ.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very important.
当基督成为我们产业的时候,
when Christ becomes our inheritance,
我们在父神面前的侍立和侍奉, 才成为他的荣耀。
Our service before the Father then becomes His glory.
才成为神荣耀的产业。
It becomes God's glorious inheritance.
当然这个不是人讲一讲我们就觉得荣耀的。
Of course, we can't just say a little bit about this and it feels glorious.
好，我们知道保罗讲到呢， 要父神要我们得着这些恩典，是为了要我们认识父旨意的奥秘。
We know that the Father wants us to receive this grace so that we can understand the mystery of His will.
在这个旨意的奥秘里面呢, 若是父神能够讲给我们听, 他心里何等的快乐和欢喜。
If the Father is able to tell us of the mystery of this will, then He is full of joy.
我盼望这一次聚会过去, 大家都有那种喜乐留在心里面。
I hope that after this gathering, everyone can feel the joy in them.
啊, 不是觉得很沉重。
I hope they don't feel very heavy burdened.
我常常服侍啊, 叫弟兄姊妹觉得很沉重。
Oftentimes when I serve, brothers and sisters may feel very heavy burdened.
啊, 他们说呢, 伯利用你讲的我听不懂。
They said, Brother Paul, what you said, I don't understand.
伯利用你讲的太高了, 我们摸不到。
Brother Paul, what you said was too high, we can't touch it.
我盼望弟兄姊妹不要有这种感觉。
But I hope that brothers and sisters won't have that feeling.
因为父把这个交通给我们的时候,
because when the Father gives us this,
他找到我们, 这心能够装他的话语的时候,
when he sees that our heart is able to hold his word,
保罗说这原是父神的喜乐,
this is the Father's joy.
啊, 他能够把各样的恩典赐给我们, 就是为着这个目的。
He has given us all kinds of grace so for this purpose.
我们都读过以弗所书。
We've all read Ephesians before.
我相信可能有一些年轻人都从头到尾会背。
And I believe that some young people may even be able to memorize Ephesians.
但是我们需要到主面前祷告。 主啊, 这里的文字到底表达什么意义?
But we must pray before the Lord and ask Him what these words mean.
保罗就这样祷告。
And Paul prayed in this fashion.
他说, 求神呢, 把赐给我们那个智慧和启示的灵。
That God would give us a spirit of wisdom and a revelation.
啊, 好叫我们能够真知道他是谁。
So that we can truly know who He is.
而且他的内容是什么?
And the content of Him.
我们这几天已经讲到, 这个他就是神创造的目的。
As we said before, this Him is the purpose of His creation.
神为着他的爱子创造万有。
God created all things for His Son.
神为着他的爱子创造了你和我。
And God created you and me for His Son.
但是人却堕落了。
But after the fall of humanity,
所以他为着他的爱子, 要得着教会,
for his son's sake, he wanted to gain the church.
他牺牲他的爱子,
he gave up his beloved son.
甘心情愿的为我们舍命在十字架上。
The Lord was willing to die on the cross for us.
我们常常从人的感觉说, 我们感觉主为我舍命, 何等的痛苦。
Oftentimes, from a human standpoint, we think that the Lord giving up his life for us is very painful.
何等的羞辱。
It is very shameful.
啊, 何等的 这个被冤枉,
and it was very misunderstood.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 但是有另外一面的感觉。
But brothers and sisters, there's another aspect.
主耶稣上十字架的时候, 如同这个新郎出洞房。
When the Lord went to the cross, it was as if the groom was leaving the house.
他要去迎娶他的心腹。
He wants to receive his bride.
在十字架上, 主耶稣是那么的安息。
On the cross, Christ had that, the Lord had that rest.
我们比较容易感觉主耶稣是那么的痛苦。
We can often feel that the Lord is very painful.
啊, 是不是呢? 所以我们拨饼聚会的时候, 我们充满了感恩的心。
And when we break bread and remember the Lord, we are full of gratitude.
但是另外一面呢, 他像新郎要得着心腹了。
But on the other hand, he's like the groom who's about to receive the bride.
希伯来书的作者看见了这件事情。
The writer of Hebrews saw this.
他说他因着摆在前头的喜乐, 怎么样呢? 他就轻看这些羞辱。
As the writer said, for the joy that was set before him, he despised the shame.
这个感觉需要圣灵开我们的眼睛。
We need the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to feel this.
让我们看见, 或者擦亮我们的眼睛。
or that he can sharpen our eyes.
我们的属灵的视觉啊, 决定于我们里面的灵有多少的智慧的灵。
Our spiritual sensitivity determines how much wisdom we have.
我们有多少这个启示的灵。
How much the spirit of revelation we have.
或者我们能够接受多少智慧和启示。
In other words, how much wisdom and revelation we can receive.
然后呢, 主还要照用真理来照明这个我们里面的眼睛。
And then the Lord will enlighten the eyes of our heart with His truth.
好叫他要得主，我们看见神创造万有最后留下来的就是这个他。
We see that when He created all things, what He left was this Him.
我们昨天已经讲到这个他呢，他的头是作为人子的神的儿子。
And we said yesterday that this Him is the Son of God.
神子呢，成为人子。 因着十字架的死复活升天坐在宝座上
The Son of God became Son of Man, died on the cross, rose from the dead, and ascended to the throne.
他现在坐在宝座上做头了
He is now the head on the throne.
而且他管制万有是为着他的身体
And he rules over all things for his body.
为着教会他在管制万有
He rules all things for the church.
弟兄姊妹若是你我看见这一个点
Brothers and sisters, if you see this,
今天任何事物临到我们,
then whenever anything comes upon us, no matter how we feel in our flesh,
我们能够跟主说,
we can say that, Lord, you are in control of these
你在负这件事情的责任,
things.
You are in charge.
You are in charge of these
没有一件事能够不在你的权柄底下,
Nothing is outside His authority.
弟兄姊妹, 那是何等样的力量, 何等样的扶持, 何等样的安息。
Brothers and sisters, that is such power and that is such a comfort.
那么这一个人呢, 他的身体就是他所救赎的教会。
And the body of this man is the church that he has saved.
今天我们过的教会生活, 是不是在宝座上管制的生活?
Today, is our church life governed by the throne?
我们常常叹息我们的贫穷。
We often sigh about how poor we are.
我们常常叹息我们自己的软弱。
We often sigh about our weaknesses.
我们常常叹息环境的恶劣。
About the troubles of our environment.
这个都是对的，也是谦卑的。
That is right, and that is being humble.
但是从另外一面来讲， 我们没有办法支取这个头的丰富。
But on the other hand, we aren't able to fully grasp the abundance of the head.
我们也没有办法经历。 他的能力,
we aren't able to fully experience his strength.
在叹息中完了，我们就用自己的力量去努力。
So in our sighings, we then use our own strength to work hard.
以至于我们更软弱。
And that causes us to be even weaker.
所以有些基督徒讲，我们一热心了就 three out， 好像 strike out 一样。
So some Christians
三振出局。
So some Christians say when you're zealous, it's as if you strike out.
你热心侍奉了，久了以后你就 burn out.
And then eventually you burn out.
因为很多事情超过我们的度量。
Because many things are beyond our capacity.
如果你没有 burn out 呢，时间拖长了你就 wear out.
Or if you haven't burned out, after time passes, you wear out.
是不是？好，像我现在有时候看诗歌呢，我就来不及看了，我的眼睛昏花了。
Or sometimes
wear out.
Sometimes when I'm looking at the hymns, it goes by so fast, and my eyes wear out.
啊，还有第三个 out 呢。 本来刚开始服侍的时候很滋润的，现在呢枯干了 ，dry out.
Or sometimes you're very nourished by the Lord, but then after some time you dry out.
但是保罗服侍的神呢，他好像跟你我服侍神不一样。But
Paul's service to God seems different from our service.
我们读提摩太后书，你看见保罗要上断头台之前呢，他是那样的滋润啊。And
In 2 Timothy, we see that before Paul was beheaded, he was fully nourished and watered.
他也毫不隐瞒他遇见的环境是那么的艰难。
And he knew that his environment was very difficult.
他说现在全亚细亚的弟兄姊妹都离开我去了。
He said, all the brothers and sisters in Asia have forsaken me.
其实不是离开保罗，是离开了主的旨意了。
Or rather, it's not they left Paul, they left the will of God.
他们为了保护自己。
They wanted to protect themselves.
为了得着自己的利益。
They wanted their own benefit.
或者得着人的这个欢迎,
or they wanted to be welcomed by other people. And they no longer cared about God's will that Paul preached.
要是我们讲了, 保罗一定是, dry out 了。这个时候，你看我劳苦了这么多年，结果得这个下场。
He labored so hard, and this was the result. If we were Paul, we would have dried out already.
保罗一点都没有这样叹息。
But Paul was not like this.
哎呀，他真是勇士一样。
But he was like a warrior.
他说：“我知道我被交奠的时刻到了。”
He knows that the time of my departure is at hand.
这个交奠是指着他要。上断头台要为主寻道了。
That means that he's going to be beheaded and martyred.
非常的喜乐。
But he was joyful.
为什么
？Why?
他的头坐在宝座上。
Because his head
已经掌权了。
He already rules over all things.
而且他是为着教会在掌权的。
And he has authority for the church.
仇敌可以杀他的身体。
The enemy could kill his body.
不能杀他的灵魂。
But he couldn't kill his soul or spirit.
弟兄姊妹。今天你我需要被带到宝座跟前。
Brothers and sisters, today we need to be brought before.
今天你我，我信心，我们里面的眼睛要被照亮。
Today the eyes of our heart, our faith needs to be enlightened.
要看见我们蒙恩得救，这个恩召有何等样的盼望。
We need to see what is the hope of our calling.
有一首诗歌唱了说：“谢千万声，谢千万声。”
There is the song that goes a thousand tongues.
Yeah,
a thousand thanks to Jesus.
啊，他说呢，因为我现在成了富豪。I'm a very rich person.
We're now very rich.
啊，如果你是 Bill Gates 的儿子啊，还没有他那么，他还没有你有富豪。
And even the son of Bill Gates is not as wealthy as you are.
啊，是不是呢？啊，因为呢，神把天上的产业。那真是好的无比啊。你要开眼睛看一下。
You have to open your eyes and look at the inheritance that God gave you.
我在蒙恩得救的时候，我都不明白这些，但是那个荣耀照了一下，我整个人神魂颠倒。
When I was saved, I didn't understand these things, but when God's glory shone upon me a little bit, I had to fall on the ground.
这就是你造我的目的。
This is the purpose you created me.
这是你救我的目的。
This is the purpose you saved me.
因为他在基督里为我预备了丰盛的产业，那是何等样的指望啊！
Because he prepared such a rich inheritance for us.
所以保罗活在地上是一个有盼望的人。
So Paul lived on earth as a hopeful person.
今天教会活在地上，我们可能也有盼望，对不对？
Today on earth, we may also have hope.
我们盼望了自己定的目标。
We established our own goal.
聚会呢，教会人数要增长多少？
In the church, the number of people have to increase.
我明年要跑到多少地方去宣教。
Tomorrow, I need to preach in so many places.
弟兄姊妹们，那都不荣耀。
But brothers and sisters, that is not glorious.
何等的丰盛的，何等样的指望。
What is the richest of this glory?
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是要真理照我们的眼睛啊，我们看见了。
We need this light.
又改变了。
We need this light to enlighten, this truth to enlighten us, and then we're changed.
我曾经听过一个年长的基督徒讲。
Once an older brother said,
他说一生啊，我对勇士的事情看见的意象不多。
He said that in regards to eternal things, I did not see much in vision.
他说有一次主把一件事情在我里面好像开了一道缝，那个光照进来。
But once it's as if God opened just a crack and that light shone in.
他说那叫我喜乐，而且吸引我的心到一个我自己。没有办法形容的地步。
And he said he was full of joy, and it touched his heart to an inexpressible way.
那时候他讲的时候，脸上充满了荣光啊，我们都羡慕的不得了。
And when he spoke that, his face was so was full of glory, and we so desired it.
结果他告诉我们啊，就是启示录十九章里面的一句话。
And he spoke a word in Revelation 19.
他说他看见了，当神的旨意快要成全的时候。
That before God's will was about to be accomplished, 天上有一个一千年的婚宴。There was the marriage supper for 1,000 years.
有人被邀请去参加那个婚宴，他是非常有福气的。
And some people were invited to that supper, and they were blessed.
那些去婚宴的人呢，他们都蒙恩得穿了清净洁白的细麻衣。
They all wore the white robes.
他说我就看见了那一件细麻衣。
And I saw that robe.
他说我的整个人被吸引了。他说弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？主给了我一条路，告诉我怎么追求。
It was fine linen, and the Lord had given him a way, and he knew how to walk.
弟兄姊妹，以弗所书也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, Ephesians is the same.
主要开我们的眼睛。
The Lord must open our eyes.
啊，他并且让我们看见。我刚刚已经讲到，我们最后救恩在我们身上成全的时候。
In the end, when salvation is fully accomplished on us,
神要向天使, 这个夸耀说, 你看, 我的儿女成为我的产业, 何等丰盛的荣耀。
God will boast to his angels, look that my children have become my inheritance. It is so glorious.
弟兄姊妹, 你敢不敢让神来夸夸口呢?
Brothers and sisters, do you dare allow God to boast?
你们说, 我们都会想说, 怎么可能呢?
We think, is that possible?
但是那是事实。
But that is the reality.
神要做成到这个地步,
God will accomplish it to such a degree.
我们知道在旧约时代, 有一般人呢, 神把他们记在纪念册上, 神要夸口。
We know that in the Old Testament, there were a group of people recorded in the Scroll of Remembrance.
旧约里面有一本书啊, 这个家谱或者名字记得最多的。
And there's one book with the most genealogies.
不是家谱啊, 是名字记得最多的。
There's one book with the most names recorded.
这个不，如果家谱呢还有很多了哈，但是在尼希米记有好几次记载那一个参与神工作的人的名字。
In Nehemiah, there's a list of names of people who have participated in God's work.
我们也看见尼希米记还有呢，有一般神的儿女们听了摩西的律法书，就是以斯拉所传给他们。
And a group of people in Nehemiah heard the words that Ezra spoke, which was the law of Moses.
他们明白了以后, 啊, 他们听的时候就开始痛哭流涕。
When they heard it, they started weeping.
后来服侍的弟兄们跟他们说, 这是神赐福的日子, 你们不要哭啊。
And then those who were serving said, don't cry, because this is the day of God's remembrance.
啊, 等到他们起来赞美以后, 第二天呢, 他们说, 我们要照着书上的话来行。
And the second day when they stood up, they said, we wanted to follow all the words of the law.
他们就签名立约,
and they signed their names and they established a covenant.
圣经用一整章的篇幅来记载他们的名字。
God remembered them, their names with an entire chapter.
但是旧约里面有一批人, 神在他们身上得着了产业。
In the Old Testament, this was the group of people God had received as an inheritance.
他们遵行神的旨意, 顾念神的家,
They obeyed the father's will and they refused to leave his house.
弟兄姊妹，盼望这一次我们读以弗所书啊，主在你身上留下一个印象。
Brothers and sisters, this time when we read Ephesians, may the Lord leave you with an impression.
我走到哪里，不论我做什么，
that no matter what you do, wherever you go,
不要忘记神为什么造我。
Don't forget why God created you.
我不要忘记神的家。
Don't forget about God's house.
好，弟兄姊妹。 如果不是为着基督得着教会, 神不需要麻烦创造宇宙万有。
If God didn't want to gain his church, he wouldn't have needed to create all things.
所以我们今天做很多关于基督教的事情, 不一定是服侍神的旨意的。
Today when we do many things that are for Christianity, it's not necessarily to serve God's
我们的正业是为神在地上得着家。
We're supposed to work to allow God to gain a house on earth.
我们的正业是主把我摆在一般爱主的弟兄姊妹中间。
Our occupation is that the Lord has placed us with a group of brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
追求在这里有身体的建造。
We must pursue the edification of the body.
所以昨天下午我们交通到这个需要我们对十字架有丰富的认识和经历。
Yesterday we shared that you need an abundant experience of the cross.
十字架第一个带给我们生命。
First, the cross brings us life so that we can live before God.
然后十字架把我们里面所有的难处都除去。
And the cross has removed all our difficulties within us.
然后借着在和弟兄姊妹一同追求过那身体的生活。
And together with our brothers and sisters, we pursue that body life.
十字架做工在我们身上变化我们这个人。
The cross works in us to change us.
使我们的性格有了基督的光彩。
So that we have the materials of God in our character.
弟兄姊妹, 这是非常宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very precious.
那么今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹交通的。
And this morning,
我要讲到圣灵。
I want to share on the Holy Spirit.
请我们读一下以弗所书。
Let us go back to Ephesians.
我好久以前呢, 听过一个, 啊, 主的仆人, 他讲, 以弗所书中的圣灵。
Many years ago, I heard a servant of God preach on the Holy Spirit in Ephesians.
我自己没有参加那个聚会。
I wasn't in that gathering myself.
是后来参加的弟兄姊妹告诉我。
But later on, people who attended that gathering told me.
所以我对于以弗所书啊, 关于圣灵这个这一方面的教导就比较留心一点。
So my sharing on the Holy Spirit is a little more.
以弗所书啊，提到圣灵一共有十二处。
There are 12 times where Ephesians mentions the Holy Spirit.
这是很奇妙的一个数字。
That's a very interesting number.
我们圣经上的数字都有它属灵的意义。
We know that all the numbers in the Bible have a spiritual meaning.
比如说一是神的数字。
For example, one is God's number.
二是见证的数字。
Two is the number of testimony.
三是神工作里面的数字。
Three is the number of God's work.
神里面完全的数字。
Or God's completeness.
四是在地上的四方人的数字。
And four is like a square, so it's the number of man.
那么七是神在人中间工作的完全。
So seven is God's work among man that's complete.
所以我们弟兄姊妹在读这十百课弟兄的这个救赎八段，你七个音符，然后到第八个又 repeat。
So if you read the seven,
这个叫做 octave.
So if you read the Brother Sparks octave of redemption, after seven, you start again.
你就发现今天人类中间很多很美丽的跟数字有关的都跟神的意念有关。
You see that there are many things in the world that are very beautiful and are connected to numbers, and they have something to do with God's work.
那么十二呢，是说出在天上那个永远的完全。
And 12 speaks of the completion in heaven.
我们不知道为什么圣灵感动保罗记载以弗所书的时候。
We don't know why when the Holy Spirit touched Paul to write Ephesians.
他提到圣灵刚刚好提了十二次。
He mentioned the Holy Spirit exactly 12 times.
我起先我这一次查这个我没有用 concordance.
This time I didn't use a concordance.
我起先只找出了十一个。
At first I only found 11.
我漏掉一个。
But I missed one.
我就发现我读圣经呢很粗心呢。
And I realized that I wasn't careful enough when I read the Bible.
我们若是仔细的读圣经，你就发现神真是美丽的爱美，或者他自己本身就是真正的美。
If you study the Bible carefully, you notice that God is truly the true is true beauty.
我们要看真正的美是在神里面，在基督的里面。
If we want to find true beauty, we find it in Christ.
我们请大家看一下以弗所书第一章。
Let's look at Ephesians 1 verse 13.
我们请大家读一下。
Let's read together.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。好，我们读十四节。
And then verse 14.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。好，我们再读第三处和二章十八节。
And then chapter 2 verse 18.
我刚才在波饼聚会呢，我听到好多弟兄姊妹用这一节圣经发表我们在主面前的感谢。
I heard many people to use this verse when they were giving their thanksgiving to the Lord in the breaking of bread.
好，我们读二章十八节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 18.
因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。好，我们再读二章二十二节。
Then chapter 2, verse 22.
我们一起来。
你
们也靠他同被建造。成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。好，那么我们再读三章第五节。
Chapter 3 verse 15, verse 5.
我们一起来。这奥秘在以前的时代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。好，我们再读三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
刚才我们读过了。
We read this earlier.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。好，我们再读四章第三节。
Chapter 4 verse 3.
我们一起来用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。第四节
，verse four，
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望。我们再读四章三十节
chapter 4, verse 30.
我们一起来, 不要叫圣灵, 神的圣灵担忧, 你们原是受了他的印记, 等候得赎的日子来到。 我们再读5章18节。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
这都是大家熟悉的经文, 一起来。 不要醉酒, 酒能使人放荡, 乃要被圣灵充满。 6章17节。
Chapter 6, verse 17.
好,我们一起来。 并戴上救恩的头盔, 拿着圣灵的宝剑, 就是神的道。 第18节,
verse 18,
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告, 祈求, 并要在此警醒不倦, 为众圣徒祈求, 我们读到20节,
all the way through verse 20,
也为我祈求, 使我得着口才, 能以放胆, 开口讲明福音的奥秘, 我为这福音的奥秘, 做了带锁链的使者, 并使我照着当尽的本分 放胆讲论。 好,我们把这12处的提到圣灵都读了一下。
So now we've read the 12 passages that speak of the Holy Spirit.
我们讲到神创造万有,
when we say that God created all things,
为了要得着他,
it was to gain Him.
那么这件事情呢, 乃是 父神、子神和灵神一同竭力以赴的一个工作。
It was the work that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all collaborated together.
而在他们这个工作中, 他们各自有各自的角色和自己负责的部分。
And in this work, they all had their perspectives and their areas of responsibility.
我们简单的这样讲,
simply speaking,
乃是父神定旨意和目的。
The Father determined the will and the purpose.
父神定工作的计划。
The Father established the direction of the work.
昨天晚上我们已经用第1章11节把那个整个说了一下。
Yesterday we mentioned that through chapter 1 verse 11.
父神的旨意就是他的爱子, 那个时候还没有降生为人, 神的儿子。
The Father's will, the mystery of the Father was His beloved Son, who had not come down to earth yet.
在他的爱子里面, 他定了一个目的,
and in His Son, He established a purpose.
他要让他的爱子啊, 是, 来统管万有, 万有在他里面同归于一,
so that His Son would rule over all things, and that all things would become one in Christ.
为要这一个目的能够成全, 他就定了一个这个目, 预备一个器皿, 那就是以弗所书里面讲到的那个他。
And in order for this will to be established, He prepared a vessel, and that is the Him in Ephesians.
或者这样讲啊,
or in other words,
啊, 神的爱子啊, 神的旨意是要他的爱子啊, 叫万有都在他里面同归于一。
God's will was that all things would become one in Christ.
那么为着这个旨意呢, 他定了一个目的, 就是要创造万有的时候得着教会。
And in order to attain that goal, He created all things so that He would gain Christ.
为了成全这个目的呢, 神就定了工作的计划。
And in order to accomplish this, He determined a plan for His work.
这个就是圣经里面讲的 the counsel of God.
And that is the counsel of God.
在这个计划的里面呢, 就是整个的时间。
And within this counsel was time.
那么在这个计划里面, 其中有一个要成全这个目的呢, 那么需要得着人。
And in one part of that involves gaining people.
所以神造人的时候, 照着他的形象, 很多读圣经告诉我们说, 那个形象就是子神的形象。
So when God says that He created man in His own image, many who read the Bible say that is the image of Christ.
当然,子神是那不能看见之神的像, 那也是神的形象。
Of course, since the Son of God is not seen with eyes, that is also the image of God.
但是在神创造人之前呢, 神就知道人会受引诱, 会, 会失败堕落。
But before God created man, he knew that man would be tempted and would fall.
所以在他们定工作计划的时候呢，神格中的三位就开了一个会。
So when they were establishing this work, the Trinity had a council.
他们可能就谈到了人堕落怎么办。
Perhaps they discussed what would happen after man fell.
神就说，我愿意去做人，去把他们救回来。
And the son said he was willing to become a man to save them.
所以这个计划定好了以后，这好像父神呢是一个戏剧的编剧。
And after this, this will was established, it's as if the father was a playwright.
他做好了这些计划。
He had planned all these things.
那么这个计划呢？本身呢，那个剧本呢，他写出来的就是他的儿子的故事。
And that playbook, so to say, is the story of the son.
那么子神为了要完成神的这个计划，他就来做人。
In order to fulfill God's plan, the son became a man.
做人呢，活出神心中所要那个真正人的样子。
And he lived out the true image of man that God wanted.
然后他在十字架上为我们死。
And then he died for us on the cross.
他显明神那个制造那个团体器皿的，创造那个团体器皿的蓝图是什么？
He showed what that blueprint of God creating that vessel was.
所以基督不仅是你我做人的榜样。
So Christ is an example to you and to me.
他更是教会建造的那个蓝图。
But even more, he is the blueprint for building up the church.
他也是建造完成那个模型。
He is also the model by which it is completed.
而且他也是教会建造的那个标准。
And he is the standard by which the church is established.
弟兄姊妹，这些好像很干哦，但是很重要。
So, but this seems very particular, but it's very important.
你知道今天在地上任何一个建筑物。
Today, any architect on earth.
如果在政府的法规底下呢，你不是随便自己去建。
Under government regulations, you can't just build anything by yourself.
就是你家里要加一个厕所，你也不能自己就装了就可以。
Even if you want to add a bathroom in your house, you can't do it by yourself.
我年轻的时候不懂这个道理。不懂这个规矩。
When I was young, I didn't know about those rules.
我一直觉得我家少一个厕所。
I always thought that my
有个弟兄跟我说我会做。
I always thought that my house was missing a bathroom, and one brother said he knew how to do it.
量一量，打个洞啊，装了管子，他就走了。
So he decided to do some measurements. He dug a hole and then he left.
那个厕所一直没有完成。
And that bathroom was never completed.
因为有一天呢，那个查税的人来了，一看，他说：“你这个是干什么的？”
Because one day the tax auditor asked, "What is this for?"
他说：“我要加个厕所。”
I said, "I wanted to add a bathroom."
他说：“你有没有申请 permit?"
He said, "Did you get a permit?"
你有没有图纸？
Do you have a blueprint?
我说没有。
I said, "No."
他说拆掉。
He said, "Take it away."
下个礼拜我们再来检查。
And we'll check it again next week.
人建东西尚且如此。
So this is how you build things in the world.
今天神要在基督里建造教会，难道没有蓝图吗？
Today when God wants to build the church in Christ, is
there no blueprint? 是你我可以帮他忙，说修改一下好不好？
And are we able to help God to fix up this blueprint?
主啊，我们弟兄姊妹听不懂，所以不要讲这个好不好？
Brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters don't understand this, so let's not talk about it.
我们太年幼了，我们还够不上。放缓一点好不好？
We're too young and we can't understand this. Let's make it more general.
神很有恩典。
God has much grace.
神非常忍耐。
God is very patient.
神常常就等我们。
And God often just waits for us.
所以我们的苦难就一直延续。
And so our bitterness and sorrow continues.
什么时候你能够看见神有蓝图？
When can we see that God has a blueprint?
那么我们知道建筑师设计完，他把蓝图画好。
We know that after the architect is finished designing, he draws that blueprint.
还要做一件事情。
He needs to do one more thing.
现在建筑系的学生做不做我不知道。
I don't know if architects today still do that or not.
我以前看见的建筑系的学生，他们最后的就是要做模型。
But in the past, I saw that the architectural students, they would always build a model first.
他们真是那个 craft 很厉害的。
They're
做的就跟真的一样。
They were very good in their craft, and what they made looked just like the real thing.
尺寸都是照着比例缩小的。
And all the dimensions were according to the ratio.
所以读建筑系的人呢，他们比读医学院的绝不比他们轻松啊。
Architects definitely don't have an easier time than people who study medicine.
常常好几天都不能睡觉的。
You often have to go through days without sleeping.
你知道，神把他的儿子打发到地上来，就把那个模型给了我。
When God sent His Son to the earth, He gave us that model.
那么神把他的儿子赐给我们， 也作为这个模型以后建造整个的标准。
And God, when God gave us His Son, He later became the standard for building the church.
等到将来主耶稣回来的时候，神要验收他在我们中间的工作。
And when the Lord comes back, God will receive the work that has been done among us.
那么这个验收它的标准是谁定的呢？
And when he, and during this harvest, what is his standard?
好，我们知道今天有很多爱主的弟兄姊妹，我们都有相当程度的表现和这个和光景。
Today, many who love the Lord have various conditions and various accomplishments.
你知道犹太人他们从摩西得着的服事，摩西在世的时候，他们讨厌摩西，反对摩西。
We know that when Moses was on this earth, the Jewish people hated him.
但是等摩西离开世界以后，他们就用摩西做他们的标准。
But after Moses died, they made him their standard.
神不能喜悦这件事情。
But God is not pleased with that.
你知道，这个彼得在变化山上面看见了摩西，看见了以利亚，他就想，他们也可以跟主耶稣一样做标准。
When Peter saw Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration, he thought that they could also be standards just like the Lord Jesus.
我们马上就有云彩把它遮盖。
But we know that immediately a cloud overshadowed them.
如果那云彩是圣灵的话，圣灵说彼得你不要说话。
And if that cloud is the Holy Spirit, then it's saying, Peter, stop talking.
父神就直接为他儿子做见证，说这是我的爱子。
And then the father testified for his son and said, This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣子神乃是那个标准。
Brothers and sisters, that son is the standard.
那主耶稣是那个剧本。
The Lord is that playbook.
我这些年呢，跟很多从大陆来弟兄姊妹生活在一起。
Today I live with many brothers and sisters from China.
我跟他们在一起生活，他们常问一句话，伯弟兄，这个靠不靠谱啊？
And they often ask, brothers and sisters, is this reliable?
我起先听不太懂。
At first, I didn't understand.
问他们什么叫靠谱。
And I asked, what does it mean to follow the book?
他说演奏音乐的时候要靠谱啊。
He says that when you conduct a music, you need to follow the sheet music.
你不能来一个即兴演奏。
You can't do it impromptu.
今天很多人在教会里面都是即兴的。
Today, many people try to go on the
随意的
according to their will,
照着自己走的
according to their own
照着环境走的
according to circumstances,
硬要父神说父啊，请你悦纳
and they want to force the Father to say, "May you accept it."
求主开我们的眼睛
May the Lord open our eyes.
你知道吗？该隐现的祭就是这样
The sacrifice that Cain offered was like this.
他要父神悦纳，因为他是最好的给神，他是最热心、最真诚的。
He wanted the father to accept this because this was what he was most zealous about and what he worked hardest on.
通俗的话来讲，该隐现的祭是不靠谱的。
But in other words, Cain's sacrifice was not according to the music.
这是以弗所书，我想圣灵感动保罗写一个很重要的原因。
I believe this is one important reason why the Holy Spirit touched Paul to write Ephesians.
所以刚才我们弟兄带我们唱那首诗歌，使我更多认识基督。
Earlier we sang to him more about Jesus, would I know?
你多认识基督，你的侍奉就多一点靠谱。
The more that you know Christ, the more that your service is in line with the music.
你不认识基督，你的侍奉不靠谱，将来都火一烧都没有了，我们要叹息，我白活了。
And if your service is not in accordance, then it will be burned up, and you will say that you lived in vain.
主耶稣就是那剧本。
The Lord Jesus is that.
那么今天拿到我们实际的生活中。
Today in our practical lives.
圣灵就是导演。
The Holy Spirit is the conductor.
你我就是演员。
And we are the musicians.
这就是我们看见圣灵来执行子神所完成的。
We see that the Holy Spirit executes what the Father has, what
the Son has
finished.
把它写明在你我的里面。
He writes it in our hearts.
然后呢，实化在我们的生命生活中间。
And then he does it in our own, within our lives.
最后把它成全出来。
And finally he establishes.
所以今天教会如果离开了圣灵。
Today if the church leaves the Holy Spirit.
或者我们对圣灵有不准确的认识。
Or if we have an incorrect understanding of the Holy Spirit.
或者有极端的。行为
or if we have any extreme actions,
弟兄姊妹，这对我们来讲都是一个很大的亏损。
Brothers and sisters, this is falling short before the before God.
在以弗所书里面，保罗讲到我们要经历神的时候
，In Ephesians, when Paul says that we need to experience Christ,
他就提到了圣灵。
He mentions the Holy Spirit.
第一个， 圣灵在我们得救的时候，可能你我都不知道，但是他已经做成了。
First, maybe you don't know, but when we were first saved, the Holy Spirit has already accomplished it in us.
听见了耶稣基督的福音。
We hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
我们领受了真理的话语。
We have received the word of truth.
你说主，我愿意接受。
You say, Lord, I am willing to accept you.
所以为什么传福音呢？我们很重视要带听的人呢做决志祷告。
So why do we always bring unbelievers to pray that sinner's prayer?
决志祷告不是考试，你对救恩考明白多少。
The sinner's prayer isn't to test them how much they know about the gospel.
而是你听见了，你接受了，你要说出来。
But now you've heard it, you've accepted it, and you want to say it out.
当我们说出来的时候，圣灵就在我们的灵里面盖上印记。
And when you say it out, then the Holy Spirit seals.
现在在美国不太用印记了。
Today you no longer use these stamps or seals.
只有特殊的情况，比如说你的文件呢。要表示它是正本的，要去 notarize， 对不对
？Only when you want to notarize your documents.
那 notary 它就有一个，以前都是钢印，现在就是普通盖个印就是。
And in the past they would have a seal, but now it's just like a stamp.
盖那个印是什么意思呢
？But what does that mean?
基本上说出主权。
It speaks of authority.
啊，就是 ownership.
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 你知道在远东啊，还是这个样子。
In the Far East, you still have this custom.
我到台湾不知道大陆是不是也是这样。
I don't know if mainland China does the same.
我人去了银行，那个账户是我的，我拿不到钱。
When I go to the bank in Taiwan, it might be my own account, but I can't get any money.
那银行的人只认我的那个印。
The
只有一个，就是你去开户的时候盖的那个印。
The people in the bank only accept the seal that was put on when I first started the account.
这个印来了。那个资格就来了。
And when you have the seal, then you have the ground.
在美国，我们到远东去就生活好不习惯。
We're not used to that. For us who are used to living here in the U.S.
这就是我签名了。
You just need to just sign anything, and that's your signature.
有一个姊妹，她的先生很忙，她说她所有她先生签字都是她代签的。
And actually, there was one. And there was actually one brother who said that actually everything was signed by his wife.
神救我们是很认真的。
But when the Lord saves us, He is very careful.
神的印就是圣灵。
The seal of God is the Holy Spirit.
它就印在你的里面。
And He seals it upon us.
一点感觉都没有。
You might not feel it.
但是你确实说，我接受耶稣基督。
But you stay with certainty that you have received the Lord Jesus.
而这个真不真，神知道，你知道，撒旦知道。
Is this real or not? God knows, you know, and Satan knows.
弟兄姊妹，这就够了。
And brothers and sisters, that's enough.
如果神看见这是真的相信的，就盖上了。
If God sees that you have truly believed, then He puts down that seal.
这说出我们是属神的人。
And this says that we belong to God.
你走到哪里，你带着这个印走啊。
Wherever you go, you bring that seal with you.
只要你奉主耶稣的名。
If you are in the Lord's name.
你就可以支取神在基督里面的丰富。
Then you can.
因为你的印在那里。
Then you can withdraw all of the abundance of Christ. Because Do you have this experience?
这是非常奇妙的经历啊。
It's a very amazing experience.
初信的弟兄姊妹应该多有一点这种的经历。
And new believers should have this experience more often.
我以前传福音有一个弟兄。
Once when I preached the gospel, there was one brother.
喜乐得不得了。
Who was full of joy when he was saved.
常常唱我真欢乐，因为耶稣爱我。
He often sang that hymn, I am so glad because Jesus loves me.
他说爱到一个地步啊，我还没祷告主就给我预备了。
And he said, before I even prayed, the Lord already prepared it for me.
最近我们一位老姊妹。做个见证。
And recently, an older sister shared.
啊，她说她帮她孩子照顾家。
That she was caring for her children's house.
孩子刚刚从远东移民过来。
Because her children had just immigrated from the Far East. They were working outside.
养这个家。
And they needed to take care of the home.
但是真正在开销的时候，都是这个老妈妈在那里签账或者付钱。
But this mother was the one who was opening accounts and paying all the expenses.
儿子赚的钱不够，他就自己贴。
And whenever her son was not able to earn enough money, she would fill it for him.
他在主面前呢，就自言自语说：“这个开销一个月还差300多块。”
And once she was talking before the Lord, so he started this business for 3 months, and they were still losing money.
不是 business. The house expense.
The house expenses are still
$300 short.
Are still $300 short.
所以呢，他不知道他在祷告。
And she didn't realize that she was crying.
她好像自言自语说, 好像心里面在说, 主啊, 还缺300多块钱。
She thought she was just talking to herself.
就没想到那天晚上她儿子下班下工回来。
And that night when her son came back from work,
妈妈有个好消息。
He told her, Mother, I have good news for you.
今天我去上班, 老板给我加薪了。
Today when I went to work, the
加了400块钱。
The boss raised my salary by 400.
为什么吗?
Why?
因为他是属主的人,
because she belongs to God.
圣灵盖上印,
the Holy Spirit has already sealed her.
神在这个点上面就, 你奉主耶稣基督的名, 他就听。
And if you are in the Lord's name, then he is listening.
所以我们常常祷告, 我们说主啊, 我祷告, 不配。
Oftentimes we may pray, Lord, when I pray, I feel unworthy.
是的, 站在你我里面, 都不配。
And yes, by ourselves, we're unworthy.
但是因为神的,
but because God's seal is the Holy Spirit,
神在基督里一切的应许, 你都可以去支取,
all of God's promises in Christ are what we can take of.
这个是圣灵教会的开始,
this is how the Spirit starts the church.
然后到第十四节, 一章十四节,
and in chapter 1 verse 14,
他说等到这个圣灵在我们里面呢, 也做了一个职,
and the Holy Spirit has also given us a pledge, of our inheritance,
直等到神之名被赎,
until the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory.
这里的被赎啊, 不仅仅是得着复活的身体说的,
here this redemption speaks not only of our receiving a new body,
但是本来神造人呢, 人是要做神的产业的,
but formerly when God created man, he wanted man to be his inheritance.
但是因着亚当和夏巴, 夏娃呢, 违背了神,
but then Adam and Eve rebelled against God.
他们离开了神,
they left God.
所以神失去了人,
and God lost humanity.
神一直在呼唤说, 人啊, 你在哪里, 能不能回来?
And God said, man, where are you?
但是在耶稣基督的救赎里面,
but in the salvation of our Lord Jesus,
我们得着了圣灵,
we have received the Holy
Spirit.
And because the Holy Spirit is in us, that is the pledge that God can redeem us.
那个词啊, 在今天英文你买房子, 那个叫做定金, earnest money.
It's like a earnest money.
神在我们里面呢, 给了我们 earnest money.
God has given us that earnest money.
有一天呢, 神的百姓, 神的产业赎回来了,
one day when God has redeemed his people, then it is to the praise of his glory. Here it also says,
我们在得救的时候,
that when we are saved, we all receive the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, you're just someone who agrees with Christianity. You might just be a religious person. We know that when the Ephesian church was started, that the 12 brothers only did not have the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗去到那里,第一件事就问, 你们受洗的时候受了圣灵没有?
So when Paul first went there, he asked them if they were baptized in the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵在我们里面, 神付下了定金,
when the Holy Spirit in us is as God's deposit,
神要我们呢, 在地上一生的追求, 我们的侍奉,
he wants us to pursue him in our entire lives.
让这个 earnest money 一直涨,
so that this earnest money increases.
等到有一天呢, 主回来的时候, 我们灯里有油,
and when the Lord returns, we will have light in our oil. We will have oil in our vessel.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是马太福音25章讲的,
this is Matthew 25.
有的人,他灯也有灯,也有器皿, 但是器皿油不够了,
some people also have light and they have a vessel, but there's not enough oil.
所以今天我们过教会的生活, 是你预备油在器皿里面一个道路,
today when in our church life, it is a way by which you can prepare oil in your vessel.
我们也昨天也讲到,圣十字架呢,是为圣灵开路的。
Yesterday we said that the cross is opening a way for the Holy Spirit.
我们在教会生活和弟兄姊妹学习相爱的功课的时候,
in church life we learn to love one another.
我们发现我们爱不动了,十架在我们身上做工, 我们就得着膏油。
When we realize that we can't love anymore, then the cross works in us, and we receive that oil.
所以等到有一天主回来了，我们器皿里面有油，那是何等喜乐的事情！
And one day when the Lord returns and we have oil in our vessels, that is a very joyful
thing. 我们能够穿上复活的身体。
We can put on the resurrected body.
欢欢喜喜地进入羔羊的婚宴。
And we can joyfully enter the marriage supper of the Lamb.
与主一同
to be with the Lord.
坐席
to feast with Him.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们就可以。
Brothers and sisters, today we can live that life of feast. It is by the Holy Spirit in us.
那么第二章开始,
and in chapter 2,
在第十八节讲到我们在教会生活里面怎样亲近神,
it speaks of how we can draw close to God in the church.
昨天我们已稍微提到一点点,
yesterday we mentioned it a little bit.
他说我们讲到呢, 在十六节，二章十六节，哈。In
chapter 2, verse 16.
既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下成为一个身体，就与神和好了。So
that so that he might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross by having put to death the enmity.
然后到十七节的十八节的时候，他说。
And then verse 18.
他说，因为我们两下借着他。 被一个圣灵所感动,
for through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. This him refers to our Lord Jesus himself. Originally we were all very different people. There's no way for us to have peace with one another. But now we all come before Christ.
就因着我们接受基督而做工在我们的里面,
and because we accept Christ, the Holy Spirit works within us.
我们就在圣灵中间，我们就来到了父的跟前,
and in the Holy Spirit, we come before the Father.
你看啊, 在这一节圣经里面, 主耶稣基督、圣灵和父神同时出现。
We see that in this verse, the Lord Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit all appear.
我们看见了，父有心意要儿女们回来亲近他。
To see that the Father has a desire that His children would draw close to Him.
死呢,
the Son was willing to offer Himself to accomplish salvation on the cross.
我们知道我们今天跟父之间的那父子关系好不好?
Today is our relationship with the Father good or not?
今天人间呢，社会上或家庭中有一个问题就是父子关系不好。
Today in society, there's a problem in which the father-son relationship is not good.
宇宙间呢, 最美好的父子关系是在父神和子神中间。
In the universe, the best father-son relationship is the one between the Heavenly Father and the Son of God.
你要经历这个关系, 必须在教会生活的里面。
If you want to experience this, you must be in church life.
我们在这个身体的里面, 因着耶稣基督, 我们就在圣灵中。
In this body, through the Holy Spirit, we go to the Father.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是教会的聚会。
Brothers and sisters, this is gathering in the church.
我们不是说什么聚会标准不标准。
We're not saying if a certain gathering is correct or not.
但是确实有的时候聚会, 属灵空气纯净的时候, 你会感觉那个聚会好得无比。
But sometimes in the gathering, when the spiritual atmosphere is right, you can feel that it is very good. For example, in the breaking of bread this morning, you could feel the Lord's presence. And the level of that you experience the Lord's presence here and at home, they're different. It's the same type.
但是若是你到另外一个也是很热心，他们用另外一个方法，不在圣灵中。 弟兄姊妹，你摸不到那个东西。
But if you go to a certain gathering where they don't follow the Holy Spirit, then you can't. It feels different.
我真是巴不得弟兄姊妹，你要尝一尝这个。
I hope that brothers and sisters will taste of this.
当你尝到了，你就发现我的心眼好像开了一点。
When you taste it, you feel that your heart has opened up a little because you know.
弟兄姊妹，这个很，这个关乎神牺牲那爱子，那个实际是什么？
Brothers and sisters, this relates to what is the reality of the God giving up His own Son.
每一次教会聚会，若是更多弟兄姊妹感觉我们是在一个身体的里面。
in each gathering, if more brothers and sisters can feel that we are in one body, and are willing to take of the power of the power of the cross upon their own lives,
我们这样来高举基督,
and we magnify Christ in this way, then you will definitely meet the Father through the Holy Spirit. This is very real.
保罗告诉我们说, 教会, 我们的生活, 我们的侍奉就是这样。
Paul tells us that our service and our life in the church is this.
旧约时代, 神告诉摩西说, 你要告诉以色列百姓, 你们不列在世上万国之中, 因为你们是独居的民。
In the Old Testament, God told Moses to tell the Israelites that they were not numbered among the nations of the world because they belong to Him.
You are the particular people.
You are a particular people of God.
弟兄姊妹们, 为什么呢? 神只在这样的人中间把他的同在, 没有保留地显出来。
Because only in this group of people does God not withhold His presence.
这跟刚才我们讲的, 你支取基督丰富, 没有是直接的关系的。
This isn't directly related to receiving of the riches of Christ.
我年轻的时候就碰过有这样的一个困惑。
In the, when I was young, I ran into this misunderstanding.
困惑, perplex.
Or this perplex.
Perplex, yeah. 我那个时候呢, 看见有一些人呢, 他祷告, 主真的听他祷告, 他一定赶鬼。
And I've met people when they were young that, when I was young, I met people that when they prayed, the Lord really listened to their prayer in healing and casting out demons.
但是他生活中呢, 我们一碰, 哎呀, 这个不太好。
But their lifestyle had some problems.
有一个弟兄啊, 有人很佩服他有这些恩赐请教他。
And some people admire his gifts and they invited him.
那个请教的弟兄非常恭敬。
And that,
那位弟兄就来了。
And that, brother came.
他们请他吃饭呢, 想跟他谈怎么追求得着这个。 这样的恩赐和能力,
when they were eating together and discussing how you can receive these gifts and power,
他交通完了以后他说, 弟兄姊妹, 主有话给我, 要跟你们说。
And after he was done, after they were done fellowshipping, he said, brothers and sisters, the Lord has given me a word to tell you.
哇，这一对年轻弟兄姊妹好高兴啊，主要跟我们说话了，这些弟兄啊。
And all these young people were very excited because the Lord was about to speak to them.
他们就正襟危坐，等着听主的话。
And they stood there and waited to hear the word of God.
结果他说什么话呢?
What did he say?
他说主要我吩咐你们,
he said, the Lord wants me to command you to give me $1,000. You think that's very funny.
今天多少传福音的机构不是这样做的吗?
But don't many gospel organizations do that?
我们在做主的工作, 你给我钱,
we're doing the Lord's work, giving money, because this is what the Lord said. Or he might use a more elegant way of saying it.
主听祷告,
the Lord hears your prayer because you pray in His name.
主听祷告,
the Lord listens to your prayer because you have the seal of the Holy Spirit.
但是不一定你聚会的时候主同在,
but that doesn't necessarily mean that God's presence is there in the gathering. God is a righteous God.
你在某些点上符合他的原则, 他会做的。
If you have fulfilled his principles in some areas, he will listen and do it.
但是教会聚会要一同来亲近父, 你要真的摸到父的那个爱, 你必须在基督十架里面得着圣灵。
But if you want to touch the Father's love in the church in Christ, then you must take the cross of the cross of Christ. This is my personal experience in church life.
你经历了你就说主啊,
if you have experienced this, then you will say that the cross of Christ is very precious. I am willing to accept the work of the cross in breaking down. The work of the cross and abolishing.
我愿意接受你十字架在我身上致死的工作。
The work of the cross and putting to death.
这个时候你来高举基督。
And now you magnify Christ.
你就在圣灵中摸到父的同在。
And you have touched the Father's presence in the Holy Spirit.
若是你聚过这样的会,
if you have been in such a gathering,
我相信你知道我在讲什么。
I believe you know what I'm saying.
如果你还没有聚过这样的会,
if you haven't experienced that gathering,
求主让我们看见那条路。
May the Lord help us to see that way.
属灵的空气,
the spiritual atmosphere reveals God's presence.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 不仅如此,
brothers and sisters, not only that.
然后呢,
We see that God does the work of building up.
22节说,
Verse 22 says, in whom you are also being built together.
靠着基督,
By Christ, we are built together. We then become a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, this speaks that in the gathering there is a master. It's not that someone is Lord.
比如说弟兄姊妹问,
Sometimes people ask if elders are the leaders in the church.
这个 elders and deacons.
If the elders and deacons are the masters in the church.
有的人说教会呢，我们没有长老职事，我们有负责弟兄，是不是负责弟兄做主？
Or if you don't have deacons and elders, are the responsible brothers the masters of the gathering?
有的聚会没有负责弟兄，他们有什么同工会？
Or if you don't have, if you don't even have responsible brothers, if you have a service meeting, is that the master? No.
乃是这些人服在家主的底下。
But these people must be under authority. How do you know that Christ is the head? You experience the Holy Spirit speaking in your midst. That is authority. We see that was the case during the time of the apostles. Before the Holy Spirit came down, Peter spoke. And the Lord wrote it down. Because that was an improvement.
是一个progression，他们一步一步的要认识，所以这里讲到渐渐成为，
it's not that it happens in one day, it's gradual.
弟兄姊妹们，教会是一直在成长的，是一直进步的。
The church is growing, it's a progression.
到主有一天呢，他们五个不同的人同时听见圣灵说话。
Until one day, the five different people all heard the Holy Spirit speak.
弟兄姊妹，这需要付代价。
Brothers and sisters, this requires paying a price.
要舍己,
you must give up, deny yourself.
要彼此等待,
you must wait with one another.
这样才叫做高举基督。
That is magnifying Christ.
好，我讲一点我自己的侍奉的经验。
Let me speak a bit of my experience in service. Perhaps I've mentioned this before.
我年轻的时候在年长弟兄的手下学习服侍。
When I was young, I learned service under older brothers.
有一天呢, 下大雪。
Once there was a heavy snowstorm and it was very cold.
我的房东啊，我们住在一起，也是教会弟兄姊妹。
I lived with my landlord who was also another brother in the church.
房东姊妹，她跟我讲，她说：“伯弟兄啊，今天晚上请你去医院看我一个大学同学的爸爸。”
And the landlord's wife told me, "Tonight, can you go to the hospital to see one of my college friend's father?"
我问他能不能明天去，他说不行。
I asked her, "Can I go tomorrow?" She said no.
他说因为医生说他活不过今夜。
Because the doctors say that he won't make it through tonight.
请你去向他传福音。
Please go preach the gospel to him.
我说对不起，今天晚上我们有教会几位服侍弟兄在我家开会。
I said tonight a few of the serving brothers and sisters have a meeting at my house.
等他们来了，他们都同意的话，我们一起去。
And if they agree, then let's all go.
哎，他就很盼望，然后伯弟兄，你们不管怎样，救灵魂重要啊。会可以明天开嘛？
But she said you can have the gathering tomorrow because you must save the soul.
我说我也很乐意去，但是我要得着弟兄们的同意，因为我在身体中。
I said I am willing to go, but I must receive the agreement from the other brothers because we're in the body.
所以弟兄们来了。
When the brothers came,
我就提出这个要求。
I mentioned this request.
他们两个都很为难。
And they were in some difficulty.
一个说今天下大雪, 这个路不好走啊,
One said that it's snowing very hard and snowing very heavy and the roads are very dangerous.
另外那位年长的同工他就讲, 他没有用的, 我跟他传福音传了五年, 他都不信, 现在昏迷了会信吗?
And another person said that I preached the gospel to him for five years. He said he never believed and now he's in a coma. Will he believe now?
但是我们弟兄啊, 他是一个在主里有年日的人。
But this brother has had some experience in the Lord for a few years.
我们每个人都表达意见，我很想去。一个说不要去，另外一个说没用。
We all had our own opinions. I wanted to go. Someone said no, and someone said that there's no use.
最后呢，年长同工说这样吧，我们祷告。
And afterwards, another brother said, "Let's pray."
祷告完三个人抬起头来。
After we prayed, three people opened their eyes.
三个人都清楚说我们去。
And they were all clear, let's go.
那天晚上主救了这个老人。
And that night, the Lord saved him. It was a glorious work.
叫我一生忘不了。
And I can never forget it.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这叫做他做主。
Brothers and sisters, this is when He is Lord.
圣灵住在我们中间，他不是客人。
When the Holy Spirit dwells among us, He's not a guest.
他不是仆人。
He's not a servant.
今天很多人把圣灵当作自己的工具。
Many people today treat the Holy Spirit as a tool.
要圣灵来听我的话。
We want the Holy Spirit to listen to our word.
要圣灵来给我能力，我可以彰显。
We want the Holy Spirit. We want the Holy Spirit to give us power to express how much strength we have or how useful we are.
这是他的家。
But no, this is his house.
所有事情的安排由他做主。
All in all things, he should be the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你有家，你的家椅子，我不能说这个摆的方位不好，换个地方摆，不行，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, if I go to your house, I can't say that your furniture is not arranged well. Let me change it for you.
但是今天我们在神的家里面，常常给他搬来搬去。
But today in the church, we often do this.
我们以后看见真相，我会说，主啊，我那时候怎么胆子这么大呢？
In the future, when we'll ask the Lord, how could we be so bold?
我年轻的时候胆子就蛮大的。
When I was young, I was very bold.
但是常常被年长弟兄姊妹说不。
But oftentimes the older brothers would say no.
我记得我有大概三年的时间，我提一个要求，年长弟兄个个都板着脸坐在那里。
And I remember once I had for 3 years I asked.For a request, and the older brothers would all stare at me.
我那时候气得要命啊！
I was very angry.
我说再不让我去传福音，机会就没有了，门就关了。
I said, if you don't allow me to go preach the gospel, then the door will be closed.
好，那时候我觉得我还跟别人 complain.
I even complained to others.
我说我像美国部队一样，最好的装备。
I said, I am like.
我对自己很有把握。
I said, I'm like the U.S. military. I am very well prepared. I was very confident in myself.
丢到越南战场去跟他讲。你可以打仗，但是不准打胜仗。
I said it was like going to Vietnam where they told you you were allowed to fight, but you weren't allowed to win.
都有摄影师给你照相的，回去可能变新闻的。
And
你回来要处国法的。
And if you fight in Vietnam, they have cameras there, so if you fight, then it will go on to the news.
我跟主说，主啊，我的侍奉就这么痛苦。
And I told the Lord, I feel like my service is as painful as this.
现在我为那个时候的态度懊悔。
But now I really regret my attitude from that time.
我真是初出茅庐啊。I'm a newbie.
Because I was basically a newbie.
我根本不知道侍奉。
I didn't understand what service was.
我根本不认识神的家。
I didn't understand the house of God.
更不要说神的工作。一点都不认识。
I did not know God's work at all.
经过一段日子以后。
After some time.
有一个弟兄笑笑。他说看吧。这橄榄压出油了。
And one brother said, see, the olive has finally been pressed out of oil.
他其实是称赞我。他说今天你有一点膏油。
Actually, he was praising me. He said, today you have a bit of anointing oil.
圣灵在你身上有一点主权。
The Holy Spirit has a bit of ownership upon you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识，这个叫做敬畏。
Brothers and sisters, we must know that this is called fearing God.
我们再看下去。
Let's keep reading.
我们到了第三章，保罗讲到他对神旨意的认识是从圣灵的启示来的。
In chapter 3, Paul says that his understanding, his revelation is from the Holy Spirit.
这跟我们读圣经有关系。
This is related to us when we read the Bible.
这跟我们听主的话语有关系。
This is connected to us when we listen to his word.
我们知道神是乐意启示他儿子的神。
We know that God is willing to reveal His Son to us.
读圣经用功是应该的。
When you read the Bible, you should put forth effort.
细心是应该的。就是 be diligent.
You should be diligent.
And detail.
You should be diligent and you should be detailed.
And careful.
And you should be careful.
但是这些都只不过人可以尽的本分。
But this is just what you can do in your own strength.
何等需要圣灵。
You need the Holy Spirit.
保罗在没有认识主耶稣以前，他是一个圣经学者。
Before Paul knew the Lord, he was a Bible scholar.
他是加马列门下的第一名的学生。
He was the best student under Gamaliel.
加马列是一个讲座教授。
And
就是不换人的， And
Gamaliel was a very particular teacher.
And
Paul was to sit in his spot.
他是一个一流的圣经学者。
He was the first-rate Bible scholar.
而且他认为他的解释对，他就要执行出来的。
And he believed that if his interpretation was correct, he had to operate on it.
但是等到他得救了以后,
but after he was saved,
他到阿拉伯的旷野住了三年,
he went to the Arabian deserts for 3 years.
他重新读他以前所熟悉的旧约。
Once again, he read the Old Testament that he was familiar with.
完全不一样。
And it was completely different. Completely different.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历过呢？
Brothers and sisters,
do you have this experience? 你有一点点心愿，好好回到主的话，不去看参考书。
You have a bit of heart to return to the Word, and you don't look at the commentaries.
你单单的跟主说，主我看不懂。
You tell the Lord, I don't understand.
主就给你细心。
And the Lord gives you diligence.
主就给你殷勤。
And the Lord gives you to be careful, but you still don't understand it.
迫切祷告的灵。
And the Lord gives you a spirit to pray earnestly.
弟兄姊妹, 我读圣经是这样读出来的。
Brothers and sisters, this is how I read the Bible.
我曾经在我读书的研究生图书馆地下室, 认真地读圣经。
In the past, in my graduate school, I would be reading the Bible diligently in the library.
我选了希伯来书。
I chose Hebrews.
我现在的笔记只没有写几页, 因为 太痛苦了。
It was too painful, so I didn't write much in my notebook. I went to study each word.
读完了，我完全不懂希伯来书。
But after reading it, I did not understand Hebrew at all.
但我可以讲希伯来书字义啊，这个那个那个都可以讲。
But I was able to talk about this that aspect of Hebrew.
我自己并不明白我所讲的。
But I personally did not understand what I was saying.
但是好，等到以后啊，我开始有讲台服侍。
But later on, when I started to serve in preaching,
我像我们弟兄讲的，我好像圣经每一句都可以讲，但每一句都不知道怎么讲。
I think I was like what the brother said. I can speak on any word in the Bible, but I didn't understand it.
到了一种情况啊，就是刚刚下讲台，就开始为下个礼拜就天天在主面前祷告。It
reached the point where as soon as I stepped down from the pulpit, I would be praying for next week's gathering.
弟兄姊妹，当圣灵来。
And when the Holy Spirit came, it's as if the scales on your eyes are taken off. So this is what the Lord's Word means. It's such an amazing thing.
保罗说,
so when you read this, Paul says that you know how deep is the mysteries of God. It is revealed by the Holy Spirit. When you are studying it carefully, the Holy Spirit is there.
你在那努力啊，一头大汗，说读不懂的时候，圣灵也在那里。
When you are reading it in sweat and tears, the Holy Spirit is there.
圣灵等的时候到了，他就开启。
The Holy Spirit is waiting for the right time to reveal it to you.
圣灵就揭开，照亮。
The Holy Spirit enlightens you.
解释,
explains it.
而且教导。
And teaches you.
而且带你进到那个实际,
and leads you into that reality.
当你我进到那个实际的时候, 你才发现主的话是这么奇妙啊。
When you enter into the reality, you realize how amazing God's word is.
难怪旧约作诗的人说你的话语在我上膛啊，何等的甘甜。
So the psalmist says that your word is sweet to my lips.
比蜂房下滴的蜜,
sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb.
弟兄姊妹,
this is the church life. And even children can experience
it.
There was one very young sister who had Down syndrome.
但她每次说话, 弟兄姊妹好像都被炸,
but each time she said anything, it pricked everyone's hearts. She was very direct.
而且大家稀奇，她怎么会有这种智慧？主的话是这样用的呢？
And she was amazed. How did she have this wisdom that you could use the word of God in this?
单纯的心。
Because she had a pure heart.
圣灵在她的里面。
The Holy Spirit was in her.
揭开来。
And it revealed to her.
有时候她跟我跟她说说话，我就好喜乐。
Sometimes when I talk to her, I feel very joyful.
弟兄姊妹们。 这个是神给教会的福气。
Brothers and sisters, this is God's blessing to the church.
如果人能够帮助我们一点是好的。
If any person can help us a little bit, that's good.
但是你知道保罗得着启示后，他就不与人交通。
But when Paul received revelation, he didn't discuss it with people in order to not be influenced. He went only to God. But after he received revelation, he humbly looked for confirmation. This is a balance in church life. Today there are many who don't listen when you preach because they only want revelation. And then we preach the strangest doctrine.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, that is a very dangerous thing. You must have confirmation from the Holy Spirit. It is pleasing to God to reveal to him.
To us.
But God only reveals to those who have a heart and are willing to submit. And then continuing.
第三章十六节，保罗在祷告中啊，为着教会的得着那个实际，
Paul prays that the church can gain this reality，
或者说教会的实行走路，
or how the operation and the walk of the church。
保罗有一个祷告，他说求我们的父啊，照着他的荣耀，
through his glory， the Father's glory，
借着他的灵呢，使我们里面的人刚强起来。That
he would strengthen us through his spirit in the inner man.
这个inner man呢，就是指着我们的灵说的。And
that inner man speaks of our spirit.
叫我们灵里面是明亮的，是强壮的，活泼的。When
our spirit is enlightened and when it is strengthened.
弟兄姊妹，我们有的时候服侍哈，靠着外面的人。Sometimes
we serve by our outer man.
也能服侍。
You are still able to serve.
比如说有的人天生呢，这个就有好的声音。
Some people are talented to have a very good voice.
就有好的姿态，这个都不错的。
And these are all good things.
但是这不是真正的有果效的侍奉。
But that's not truly fruitful service.
需要里面的人刚强。
You need the inner man to be strengthened.
我记得有一次啊，我。 我到远东去参加一个特会。Once
I went to the Far East to attend a conference.
因为去之前我报名了，也没有人通知我在聚会中有服侍。And
when I registered, no one told me that I would be serving.
所以我带的衣服都是很 casual 的。So
I brought all my casual clothing.
结果我一去报道，有一位年长弟兄来说：“伯弟兄，某某讲员那几堂，你领诗歌。”And
then. As soon as I went to register at the conference site, someone told me that I would be leading the hymns for a certain brother. And I felt very uncomfortable.
也有一点抱怨,
and I complained a little, why didn't you tell me earlier?
又是第一堂就叫我领,
and it was also the first message.
我上去啊, 就是全身不对劲, 灵不对啊,
so when I first went up, my spirit was not right.
也大声不起来,
when I wanted to be loud, I couldn't. And the entire gathering felt down.
领诗歌很重要，是灵啊，是里面的人强不强。
The hymn leader is very important. Is your spirit within strengthened?
我们要看主，不是看人。
We look at God and not at man.
因为大部分弟兄姊妹如果没有学习，都是空空的来，你看他，你更空了。Because
many brothers and sisters come without learning and they're empty. If you look at them, you become emptier yourself.
自己要祷告，我那一次就不祷告，我充满了埋怨。That time，好多人都看出来，伯弟兄你今天的。
So that first session, I did not pray and I was full of complaint, and everyone could see it.
马上第二天下午又是我领,
and then the second afternoon, I had to lead the hymns again.
有一个弟兄很好,
and there was one very helpful brother.
伯弟兄, 明天中午吃完饭, 我们不要休息, 我到你房间跟你一起祷告。
He said, after lunch tomorrow, let's go to your room and let's pray.
这个叫做身体的生活。
This is called body life.
他就到我房间,
he went to my room, we kneeled down and prayed.
祷告主就先把我们带到他的宝座前。
As we prayed, the Lord brought us to his throne. And his love filled us.
哇, 那一天上台, 好释放, 不是我释放, 弟兄姊妹释放。
And that day when I went to the when I went up to lead the hymns, all the brothers and sisters felt at peace.
你里面刚强, 外面的恩赐就建立。
When your inner man is strengthened, your outward gifts are established.
我们里面软弱，光靠恩赐，
if your inner man is weak, it is useless to rely on your gifts.
这是保罗的祷告。
This was Paul's prayer.
这刚强是做什么呢?
What does this strengthening do?
是叫基督在我心里面可以管理我这个人。
So that Christ can rule us from within.
所以呢，他就基督从我们灵里面呢，就到了我们心里面。
Christ is in our spirit, and he comes out to our hearts.
所以有人讲这个心呢，是指着我们灵和魂中间的那个 skywalk.
So some people say that your heart is sort of like a skywalk between the spirit and the soul.
它一边跟灵相通的，一边跟我们的心思、心意、心情相通的。
On one hand, it connects to our spirit, and on the other hand, it connects to the mind, the will, and the emotions. And then, brothers and sisters, the Lord can rule over your emotions. When I was young, the hardest thing was to rule over my emotions. I determined that I would study my, do well in my study.
心情不好,
and when I was sitting there, if I wasn't in a good mood, I was, the book would study me. I wouldn't study the book.
所以年轻人很moody啊,
so young people can be very moody. But when Christ governs your emotions, then that's not the case. You can draw, before you start studying, you can draw close to God and tell Him that I'm studying. And may you give me a quiet heart and enlighten my thoughts. And you see that it is very easy to study. It's the same in your work. I've encountered some people whose bosses give the most difficult projects. Just when they wanted to complain, the Holy Spirit said, don't complain. Draw close to me. And he draw close to God.
他跟主承认, 他说,
he confessed to God that this is beyond my ability. But the Lord said, I will help you. When he started working on this project, he was able to complete it. Everyone, including his boss, was amazed. Even I couldn't do it. I didn't think you would be able to finish it that quickly. And then later on, this brother said, it's because there was one in me who helped me do this project.
老板问他说,
and that boss said, who is this person? Do you have an outside consultant? And then he was able to testify. I believe in the Lord Jesus who dwells in me through the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹,这就是教会的实习,
brothers and sisters, this is the operation of the church.
然后来到教会生活,
and then you come to church life. We learn the lessons of love.
我们都盼望最后一句,叫神所充满的充满了我们。 那太容易了，对不对？太好了。
We hope that the Lord, that God fills us. That's too easy, though.
我们的神里面所满意的，照着约翰来讲，神就是光，神就是爱，神就是公义，神就是生命，这些充满我们，那不是太好了吗？
Isn't it too good if God is righteous? God is righteousness. God is light. He is love. And if these things fill us, then it's very good.
但是你要达到这个充满。
But in order to reach this point, you have to comprehend with all the saints.
那就是圣灵和十字架在我们身上交织的工作。
That is where the work of the cross and the Holy Spirit intersect in our lives.
而这个爱，你要能够明白，要能够领会，弟兄姊妹，是在基督的身体里面。
And if you want to comprehend this love of Christ, it must be within the body. I truly thank the Lord.
我从年轻到现在,
from when I was young until now, I have seen many good examples of love. When I was young, it was testimony. It was reading testimony.
有一首诗歌是英国的一个弟兄写的, William Cowper.
William Cowper wrote a certain hymn.
他写了 这个有一血泉流至家略, there's a
fountain filled with blood. We often sing that during the breaking of bread.
你知道吗? 他是一个 mental, patient.
He actually had some mental problems.
他有很严重的忧郁症。
He had severe depression.
常常呢有自杀的那种 drive,
很痛苦。 He often had many suicidal thoughts.
他年轻的时候, 他爱主,
When he was young, he loved the Lord, but he had this problem. The Lord never healed him. But the Lord sent a brother to care for him. Originally, he was only going to care for him for a few days, but you know how many years it was?
36年.
36 years.
基督的爱,
the love of God, the love of Christ is so, what is the breadth, the length, and the height, and the depth?
有一个弟兄跟我讲,
one brother told me,
他如果一个聚会啊, 20年后, 原来在的弟兄姊妹都还在一起, 大家可能知道一点什么叫做爱。
If after 20 years the brothers and sisters are still together gathering, then perhaps they have understood a little bit of what is love.
弟兄相爱是极其贵重的, 是贵重的油,
brothers loving one another is as the precious oil anointed on Aaron's head.
这有多少十字架的功课?
This requires the such work of the cross.
多少圣灵的扶持和供应?
The Holy Spirit needs to work and be satisfied.
若是我们聚会有这种光景,
if we have this condition in our gathering,
你不用传福音,
even if you don't preach the gospel, people will come.
人要站在外面,
it will be filled with people to the point that people have to stand outside. If you have this condition, the Father's pleasure will be revealed here. But the Lord wants to gain you and me as that seed.
这就是保罗写以弗所书 一个原因,
this is one reason why Paul wrote Ephesians.
所以他接下来就祷告, 但愿, 但愿, 神借着教会, 和耶稣基督得着荣耀。
And then that's why he prays that so that God may receive glory through Christ in the church.
就是有一般人明白了神的旨意说主啊, 我愿意做那个小微小的亲。
And it's because a few people have understood the will of God and they pray that they're willing to be that small vessel.
然后来到四章第三节,
and we come to chapter 4, verse 3.
我们知道圣灵乃是我们合一的凭据和实际。
We know that the Spirit is the bond of peace of our unity in our reality.
这个, the unity is in the Spirit, 或者说, the unity of the Holy Spirit.
It's the unity of the Holy Spirit.
这个 unity 不是 in culture, 不是 in language, 不是 in belief, 而是 in the Holy Spirit.
It's the unity in the Holy Spirit. It's not by belief, culture.
你知道今天基督徒啊, 对于圣经解释是非常不一样的。
Today Christians have many different interpretations of the word.
但是都是爱主。
But they all love the Lord.
你要用圣经的解释来合一的话, 那你发现
if you want unity through interpretation of the word, that is very difficult.
在我65岁那一年,
in my 65th birthday,
我qualified拿这个 Medicare.
I was qualified to receive Medicare.
去过一位弟兄, 他说, 我的这个保险经济很好, 请他来。
So there was one brother who said that he had a very good
他说他是一个非常爱主的弟兄,
he said that
我们以前同工过的。
He said that he had a very good medical advisor and he invited him. He was also a Christian.
他是一个好弟兄。
He was a good brother.
所以这位导演经理我们约了时间就在我们会所见面。
And so we decided to meet in front of our gathering.
他帮我办好了一切以后,
and after he finished everything for me,
他就问我, Brother Bo,
he asked me, Brother Bo,
你说在耶路撒冷, 启示录里面, 耶路撒冷做见证的两个人是谁?
He asked me, who do you think are those two witnesses in Jerusalem in Revelation?
就是启示录第九章了。
That's in Revelation 9, the two witnesses.
那么我说你问我,
I asked him, if you ask me, that means you definitely have an answer, right?
能不能请你容我不要说, 我知道我说出来他会跟我 fight.
I said, do you mind if you don't, if I don't answer? Because I know
他,
if I answer, you'll be, I will fight. You will fight.
他一点都不满意。
But he was not satisfied.
我就知道,
he said, I knew it.
你的那两个见证人, 一个是摩西, 一个是 以利亚,
he said, those two witnesses, one is Moses and one is Elijah, right? I didn't say anything.
我知道他的另外一个不是摩西, 一个是以诺,
I knew that his two, one was Enoch and one was Elijah. Because when I was young, I fought this battle before.
这种仗只有 friendly fire 把自己的友军给杀了。
But I realized that this fight is basically friendly fire killing your own fellow.
你知道在教会里面, 天天都是 friendly fire 飞来飞去啊。
In the church, it is
so
friendly fire.
我们就没有办法一了。
If you want to do this and I want to do that, there is no unity.
但是你一回到圣灵里面,
But when you return to the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹, 就像我刚刚讲的, 我们三个人, 三个意见,
as I said earlier, we have three people with three different opinions. When we return to the Holy Spirit, if you have really received of the cross, first, you empty yourself, you don't have an opinion, then it's very clear. Very clear. The Holy Spirit is waiting each day to magnify Christ as our head. But this unity is just the start. We will eventually obtain that we have the unity in truth. So that everyone is in the same accord on the experiences of Christ.
所以有人问了，圣经里面最难应验的一章圣经在哪里？
Someone once asked, what is the hardest verse in the Bible to be fulfilled?
认识主心意侍奉神的人。
And he said it is for
一个问另外一位。
And there was one who served the Lord who asked another brother who served the Lord.
那个被问的弟兄毫不思索就说
And the person who was asked replied immediately, Ephesians 4. Because that is attained in time.
我们不可能要求所有基督徒都达到, 但是那些肯听神心意的人, 他们就说主啊, 我愿意,
we can't expect all believers to attain to it, but those who are willing will tell the Lord, I am willing that you do this work in me.
请你拿起我来像一团泥一样,
May you take me as a clay and mold me.
我们的年日就是主在我们身上做工,
Our days are the ones where God is doing the work.
所以保罗告诉我们说, 那个一有七个根基,
Paul tells us that unity has seven aspects.
我们感谢主, 因着这七个内容, 我们可以与许多不同的弟兄姊妹, 见面的时候敞开的交通。
And because of these seven aspects, whenever we meet brothers and sisters who are completely different from us, we can have fellowship.
是不是呢? 而且再见到面, 我们虽然孩子不同, 但再见到面还是那样的亲爱。
And even though we may be very different, when we meet them, we are all very dear to one another.
一个身体,
one body.
全宇宙只有一个教会,
only one church.
基督没有两个身体,
Christ does not have two bodies.
那么这所有的 人呢, 我们分散在各处,
that we may be scattered throughout the world.
我们在每一个聚会里面,
In each gathering, we hope that we can live out the reality
弟兄姊妹,
of the body.
这就是我们彼此鼓舞的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we are working with.
所以有弟兄姊妹离开我们,
so when a brother leaves us,
我们不敢说,
we don't dare say you must go to a certain place to gather. We may recommend that if you go there, you can find the pursuit of the body.
但是不论怎样, 你到一个地方, 要和弟兄姊妹彼此相爱。
But no matter what, wherever you go, you must love one another in that gathering.
要学习亲近主, 高举基督。
You must learn to draw close to the Lord and magnify Him.
住在主的里面。
And dwell in Him.
好, 那么我们快快讲, 四章三十节。
And we'll quickly speak. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30.
保罗告诉我们说, 不要让圣灵担忧。
Paul tells us, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
好, 我们知道, 刚刚讲到圣灵在我们里面呢, 祂盖上印。
We mentioned earlier that the Holy Spirit has sealed us.
好, 我们是等候得赎, 我们每一次让圣灵担忧, 我们就是失去更多得着恩膏的机会。
And each time we grieve the Holy Spirit, we lose an opportunity to be anointed.
圣灵呢, 我们的人呢, 像一个器皿一样, 要盛装圣灵。
We are like a vessel. We are to hold the Holy Spirit.
很有意思啊, 不是叫圣灵生气。
It's very interesting. It's not to anger the Holy Spirit.
他说圣灵担忧,
but to grieve the Holy Spirit.
有的父母亲啊, 他不赞同父儿女, 但是他不生气。
Some parents, they are not agreeing with their children, but they don't get angry.
他是担忧,
they just grieve.
这个是, 我想一个爱自己父母亲人最怕看见的事情。
For one who loves the parents, this is probably what they most fear to see. This speaks of how much the Holy Spirit loves us. This is what we have to use in our lives.
在教会侍奉中,
When we serve in the church, we must not grieve the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we grieve not only the Holy Spirit, but even the brothers and sisters who love us. How can you be like this? And sometimes when we're in darkness, we don't realize it. Even David, who loved the Lord so much, fell in such a darkness. And now I feel even more that I need brothers and sisters to help me. So that we can live in the light and that we will not grieve the Holy Spirit. And there's a few other points. Chapter 5, verse 18. In this day, you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道, 教会的生活, 应该是圣灵充满的生活。
We know that the church life should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
教会的侍奉应该是被圣灵充满而有的侍奉。
Church service should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
使徒时代就是这样。
That was the case during the apostles' time.
若是你仔细去读这个使徒行传,
If you read Acts carefully,
你看见保罗, 先从彼得开始,
starting with Peter,
啊, 他们是被圣灵充满,
they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
碰到难处的时候, 彼得还没有说话, 先记, 彼得被圣灵充满。
When they encountered difficulties, before Peter even spoke, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
彼得的话是圣灵借着他说的。
That means that Peter's words were spoken through the Holy Spirit. We know that Peter often speaks very quickly. But when he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was also governed by the Holy Spirit.
今天我们人呢, 有的时候因为脾气的关系, 说话很快, 就伤人了, 对不对?
Brothers and sisters, sometimes because we have a temper, we may speak very quickly and hurt others.
但是若是你真的经历圣灵了, 活在圣灵和十架的光中,
But if you have really experienced the Holy Spirit and you live under the cross,
我们说话呢,
when we speak, it's to help others. It's to enlighten others.
连那个小,那个亚拿尼亚,
Even Ananias was filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们, 斯提凡寻道的时候, 在侍奉的时候,
when Stephen served and when he was martyred, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们今天因为不是去讲圣灵各方面的表现, 所以我不去讲圣灵充满, 以前我年轻的时候, 有人说, 说方言就是圣灵充满。
In the past, people used to say that speaking in tongues is being filled with the Spirit.
不一定的,
but not necessarily.
不一定的,
not necessarily.
但是啊, 你我有时候连听话的时候都是被圣灵充满。
But sometimes when we obey, that's also being filled with the Holy Spirit.
特别有时候我们在聚会中祷告的时候, 圣灵一阵一阵的浇灌下来。
Especially when we are praying in the congregation and the Holy Spirit is poured down.
那种的祷告供应整个聚会。
That type of prayer can provide can be provision for the entire church.
接下来6章17节,
Chapter 6, verse 17.
我们要有圣灵的宝剑做兵器。
We need the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
就是神的话语。
That is the word of God.
就是圣灵使用的神的话语, 不是你我使用的。
So the Holy Spirit uses the word of God, not us.
那个话不是为着去伤害别人。
That word isn't used to hurt others.
而是为赤路破开。
But to divide, to separate the spirit and the soul,
能够辨明我们自己里面自己看不见的意念和动机,
so we can discern all the invisible thoughts and intentions within us.
弟兄姊妹，那叫我们的魂和灵分开来, 我们真实成为一个被主得着的人。
When our spirit and soul are separated, then we are truly gained by the Lord.
那么接下来,
And then,
6章18节,
chapter 6, verse 18,
保罗告诉我们在圣灵中祷告,
Paul says for us to pray in the Spirit.
教会呢, 在地上有一个很重要的职事, 就是祷告的职事。
The church has a very important ministry on earth, which is the ministry of prayer.
而这样的职事, 需要圣灵的帮助。
And this ministry needs the assistance of the Holy Spirit.
需要在圣灵的
It must be within the flow of the Holy Spirit.
这个样的祷告的时候, 我们摸到的是神的旨意, 服侍的是神的旨意。
And in this way, when we pray and when we serve, we touch the will of God.
我们祷告的是为着众圣徒弟兄姊妹。
We pray for all the saints.
为着神的话语。
for the word of God.
我想这些呢，我们看见啊，圣灵来把我们带进教会的丰富和实际的里面。
In these ways, we see that the Holy Spirit has brought us into the reality and the abundance of the church.
感谢主，我们用几堂啊，简单的交通一点以弗所书里面的那话语。
Thank the Lord that we had these few sessions to share on the contents of Ephesians.
本来我今天早上是要讲这个全副军装的。
Formerly, I was planning to share on the full armor of God today.
但是我相信这里弟兄姊妹已经穿上了，所以我不需要讲。
But I believe that the brothers here are already equipped, so I won't share on it.
在主面前一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把满心的感谢赞美献给你。
Lord, we give you all thanksgiving and praise.
我们虽然不好。
Even though we are not good.
但是你却何等的高抬我们。
You have lifted us up.
我们虽然迟钝。
Even though we are delayed,
但是你向我们有何等样的忍耐？
You have such patience upon us.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你这几天把我们带到你的脚前。
These days you have brought us before your feet.
借着以弗所书，你把父的心意摆在我们中间。
And through Ephesians you have placed your will among us.
主啊，聚会会过去。
The gathering may pass away.
但愿你的话语存在我们心中。
But may your words stay in our hearts.
圣灵在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit in us.
能够继续的解释你的话语。
Can continue to explain your word.
并且引导我们进入你话语的实际。
And guide us into the reality of your word.
我们有一个心愿。
We have one hope.
愿你得着我们。
May you gain us.
为着父的旨意,
for the sake of the Father's will,
我们在地上生活和侍奉,
we live and serve on this earth.
直到父的荣耀得着称赞,
until the day the Father's glory is praised.
直到我们面见你回来的荣耀,
until we meet the glory of your return.
谢谢你听我们的祷告,
thank you, hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名,
in Jesus' holy name. Amen.